head of FEMA heads to Mississippi. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is definitely going to be a longer-term recovery effort.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, an outbreak of severe weather that spawned tornadoes has killed at least 26 people and has decimated communities.
It's going to take the entire federal family coming together to support these communities, some of which are some of our poorest communities in the state. And so we want to make sure that the full force of the federal family is in there to support them.
Among the hardest hit towns,
the storm leveled Rolling Fork, Mississippi, after taking a direct hit from the twister. Windows were blown out, homes reduced to splinters, and people and animals left trapped in the debris.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In a statement, President Biden offered prayers for the families of the victims and those who remain missing. Five people are unaccounted for at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania. A Friday explosion at the West Reading facility killed at least three people and injured several others. One person was rescued from the rubble. It didn't happen last week, but it could any day now. Former President Trump could be indicted by a grand jury in New York City. He mentioned that possibility at a rally in Waco, Texas last night.
The innocence of people makes no difference whatsoever to these radical left maniacs.
Mr. Trump could be charged in connection with a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. UConn is heading to the Final Four, so is Florida Atlantic as March Madness continues. The other two Final Four teams in the men's NCAA tournament will be decided later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
It won't be the first option, but a firing squad will be among the options for death row inmates in Idaho. Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law yesterday legalizing the use of a firing squad in state executions if lethal injection drugs are unavailable. The new method could impact Idaho's eight current death row inmates. Union Pacific Railroad is leading an investigation in Texas after more than a dozen migrants were found in a sweltering freight train near our southern border. Two of them died.
We're told by sources that this was part of a human smuggling incident after they got those migrants in from Mexico here into the United States. And we're trying to bring them in even further on those train cars. But it was so hot inside of those cars, they said they couldn't breathe. Then someone called 911.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. On the day the migrants were found, temperatures were nearly 100 degrees. Last June, 53 migrants were found dead in a tractor trailer in San Antonio. Two Cuban migrants have been turned over to border officials after arriving in Key West. Officials say they used a motorized hang glider to fly about 90 miles to Florida. A new set of rules has been unveiled at the Vatican as the Catholic Church works to address the issue of clergy sex abuse.
Pope Francis updating a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior churchmen accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. The new law making it clear that adults can be rendered vulnerable to abuse even occasionally as situations present themselves. That law and its update contain explicit norms and timeline modifications for investigating bishops accused of abuse or a cover-up. All this a direct response to a cover-up exposed by a Pennsylvania grand jury report and a scandal over then-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.